10. Origin of Inhabited Worlds. Some of the variable stars, in or near the state of maximum pulsation, are in process of giving origin to subsidiary systems, many of which will eventually be much like your own sun and its revolving planets. Your sun was in just such a state of mighty pulsation when the massive Angona system swung into near approach and the outer surface of the sun began to erupt veritable streams, continuous sheets of matter. This kept up with ever-increasing violence until nearest apposition, when the limits of solar cohesion were reached and a vast pinnacle of matter, the ancestor of the solar system, was disgorged. In similar circumstances, the closest approach of the attracting body sometimes draws off whole planets, even a quarter or third of a sun. These major extrusions form certain peculiar cloud-bound types of worlds, spheres much like Jupiter and Saturn. The majority of solar systems, however, had an origin entirely different from yours, and this is true even of those which were produced by gravity-tidal technique. But no matter what technique of world-building obtains, gravity always produces the solar system type of creation, that is, a central sun or dark island with planets, satellites, sub-satellites, and meteors. The physical aspects of the individual worlds are largely determined by mode of origin, astronomical situation, and physical environment. Age, size, rate of revolution, and velocity through space are also determining factors. Both the gas contraction and the solid accretion worlds are characterized by mountains and, during their earlier life, when not too small, by water and air. The molten split and collisional worlds are sometimes without extensive mountain ranges. During the earlier ages of all these new worlds, earthquakes are frequent, and they are all characterized by great physical disturbances. Especially is this true of the gas contraction spheres, the worlds born of the immense nebular rings which are left behind in the wake of the early condensation and contraction of certain individual suns. Planets having a dual origin, like Urantia, pass through a less violent and stormy youthful career. Even so, your world experienced an early phase of mighty upheavals characterized by volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, and terrific storms. Urantia is comparatively isolated on the outskirts of Satania, your solar system with one exception being the farthest removed from Jerusalem, while Satania itself is next to the outermost system of Norlaciadec, and this constellation is now traversing the outer fringe of Nebadon. You were truly among the least of all creation until Michael's bestowal elevated your planet to a position of honor and great universe interest. Sometimes the last is first, while truly the least becomes greatest. Presented by an archangel in collaboration with the chief of Nebadon Power Centers.